On February 5th, 2021, Poundmaker Cree Nation Chief Dwayne Antone wrote, on behalf of the Poundmaker Cree Nation, that Pauline Poundmaker, or Brown Bear Woman, is a direct descendant of Chief Poundmaker, as Pauline is a representation of the family, which gives sole rightful ownership of the artifact. Pauline says that this was a historical day, bringing back the leadership staff.
It was a historic day. I look at this journey, this repatriation journey, it's a spiritual journey, it's a cultural journey, it's a healing journey. And to come to the point where we are able to take ownership of Poundmaker's leadership staff, we began our conversation with Parks Canada in February 2021, and today we were able to transfer ownership title of Chief Poundmaker staff to our family.
Poundmaker was contacted back in 1996 from an elder about one of the first artifacts that belonged to Chief Poundmaker. And as the years went by, Pauline would make it her mission to reclaim what belongs to her family.
I think it was around 1996 when I was first approached and informed by an elder about a sacred artifact that belonged to Poundmaker. And it's down east, in a museum down east. At that time, I was quite young, way back then, and I was really not very familiar with the cultural repatriation protocols. However, what I was told was that this is for the family. This information that was shared with me was for the family. So not long after that, I was able to go home for the weekend. I was working in Saskatoon, but I went home for the weekend, and my late brother, who just recently passed away, Len, happened to be visiting at my mom's place, so I went in and I went to visit my daughter and I and told them, this is what happened. And I was in Regina and I was approached and all this. So that was the first time I heard about that, where it was told to me that this is for the family. How that person knew, I believe we understand in our spiritual, cultural world of indigenous people have a way of knowing. That's what happened back in 1996.
Poundmaker believes that this will affect all indigenous peoples across the country, not just Alberta and Saskatchewan, to want to do the same process of reclaiming their relative sacred ceremonial artifacts.
How it's going to affect the other indigenous people from other communities in Saskatchewan, across Canada, I already know that when we first started talking to our relatives from Little Pine, they said they wanted to bring home their great-great-grandfather's personal belonging too. So, and they were here today to experience it with us, to share this experience with us. I believe it will have an effect for the Indigenous communities to want to do this, the process, follow the process, and also repatriate their relatives' artifacts and sacred ceremonial objects.
For CFWE News, I'm Daniel Barker-Tremblay.